Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
All right, welcome to another week on Mind Games. This week we're looking at what happens for us when someone around us isn't travelling too well. Someone may be feeling depressed or anxious or just really having difficulty managing what's happening in their life and the stress that they're going through. And for everyone around that person, it can be a quite difficult experience as well. The range of emotions can be anywhere from fear, confusion, feeling powerless, to feeling really, really worried, and then sometimes even frustrated and a little bit, you know, angry. So it's really, really important to be able to manage our own feelings around this so that we can assist the other person. And the statistics actually suggest that we'll all experience something like this. Either we'll be the person having the really bad experience or it will be someone that we know at some point in our lives. So it's something we're all going to have to deal with. So I thought we'd talk about some really, really simple information and strategies to help us to help them, because we want to live in helpful families and communities. Some of the things that you can do are to talk and in particular, allow that person the space to talk about what their experience is. It's really, really important when you do that, that we're not offering any suggestions. We're not telling them what to do, because that often actually makes the situation a lot worse for that person. And even if the advice may be really, really sound from our perspective, we don't know if it's going to be the solution for them. And they're less likely to actually use that or put that strategy in place if they're told to do it, because it's an answer that they have to find for themselves. So avoid things like you should, you must, and any sentence that starts with you. You can talk from your own experience and use I statements. By providing them the space to actually talk about what's happening, you'll actually be able to help them to understand their situation and find their own solution, because they've got the ability to do that. So talking is really important, but also so is respecting silence. And if they're not in a place where they're really ready to talk about it, you can just let them know that you're there when they're ready and actually respect their silence, because that is a very powerful message you're sending as well. It's okay to express your worry and concern about that person and their health. And that's a really, really helpful thing in a lot of cases, because sometimes people can't see from outside of their situation. And so if you're worried about them and you're able to share that in a very sincere and supportive way, then they may actually then get some more information about their situation and help to get out of it. You can offer support however you can. It's really, really important to consider that we can provide the people in our lives a number of different types of support. So this can be physical as well as emotional as well as social. And the best thing to do would be actually talk to the person about what sort of support they need. It's one of the biggest mistakes we make when we think we know what someone else needs. And then we just inadvertently complicate the situation. So talk to them about what they need and then have a talk about how you can help support that. Encourage them, particularly if you are worried about their symptoms and they seem serious to you, encourage them to seek help, and do so by avoiding judgment as much as possible. You're not here to judge anyone. We're just here to make sure that the people in our lives get the help that they need. You can do that by being aware of what people's needs are, what the impact of the symptoms may be on the person, and actually how you can help. And then also, it's really, really important to remember that you should stay as positive as possible. People are incredibly resilient. People overcome an incredible amount of issues in their lives, and they have the ability to find their own solutions. Given the space and support, people will actually thrive. So we can all find our own solutions with a little help from each other. Help someone this week on Mind Games.